Taylor Swift has been the name on everyone's lips in the past few days, whether you like it or not. The world-famous songwriter released her latest album, Midnights, on October 21st, which was met with some rave reviews from critics but mixed reviews from fans. A lot of people are loving her return back to pop, while some miss her folklore days, and some just don't like the album at all. No matter how one feels about the album, it's obviously a success. Midnights became the most streamed album on Spotify in a single day. Sarah Wax, the president of East Fairchild, the communications residential college, helped contribute to the streams, along with the rest of her dorm.
Chloe Morton and I, president and vice president of CRC, we hosted a listening party for residents in the dorm. Probably had like 30 people come. I hung up a bunch of lights, and we had like a very like mood lighting in there, and we made everyone be silent so we could all like absorb the music. And it was a pretty good time.
Wax is one of many Swifties on campus, and she mostly had positive thoughts about the album.
I thought it was good. It's definitely not her best, but I think a lot of the songs still carry a lot of the same like lyricism and musicality that a lot of her other music has. Some of it's just like really silly and catchy, but I think overall it has a lot of good things about it. Like, there are definitely some songs that are in there that are like personal top 10, but then there are also some in there that are personal like worst 10.
Along with the initial release of the album, Swift has also released a 3 a.m. version of the album with 7 additional songs and 2 music videos, one for Bejeweled and one for Antihero.
I do really like the 3 a.m. version songs. I think they help bring the whole album together.
This is Emma Manley, another CRC resident and Swiftie that attended Sarah's listening party.
I do think most of my favorites are on the like regular edition, but it was fun to listen to. I actually like went to bed like 45 minutes before the 3 a.m. Ones came out, and then I ended up listening to them in the morning. But I really did enjoy them. It was just a good way to close the album. Like, Mastermind is so good, but it did feel like there was a little more that had to be said.
With a lot of praise, there also came a lot of criticism, from people being disappointed with Lana Del Rey's underwhelming feature on the song Snow on the Beach to questionable lyrics such as, sometimes I feel like everybody is a sexy baby. Ani Cabilio, another student here on Northwestern, did not enjoy the album and agreed with a lot of the criticism regarding the lyrics.
I don't particularly enjoy listening to newer Taylor Swift just because I feel as though there isn't a clear perspective, and I feel as though her sound changes with every album in a way that's not particularly authentic. So I have a hard time listening because also lyrically, I just don't think there's much finesse there. Examples of lyrics I hate from the album: Karma is my boyfriend. The one about the eyeliner being so sharp that it could kill a man, right? My least favorite lyric though that I've experienced from the whole album, because it was truly an experience, was when I heard and saw in the Bejeweled music video Miss Swift going, I can reclaim the land. I feel like that's silly. A white woman to include a line in a song that says, I can reclaim the land, just seems a little tone deaf to me.
Discussions about the album have been flooding social media for weeks, and I don't think it will be going away anytime soon. From Bejeweled going viral on TikTok to more music videos coming out in the near future, Midnights has made its impact.